Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am doing a reading of day 3 from the devotional 90 Days Encouragement for the Christian Overeater. And the name of the reading is called Changing My Thinking. From Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Much of my recovery is an inside job. Romans 12:2 reminds me not to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. This means that a greater part of my day needs to be spent filling my head with the things of God and putting into practice the things that He reveals through His Word. It also means that I have to watch my interaction with the media. I cannot always read the newspaper. I sometimes have to get up and away from the television. I have to remember that most of what is so readily available for my eyes to see and my ears to hear has been authored and created by unbelievers. I have to be very cautious. My thinking can be influenced, and before I know it, my feelings are off. I don't want to go back to a lifestyle that deadens me. I thank God for His written word and the many ways that I can fill my life with it. If you are an overeater and you are struggling now with compulsive overeating, then I would like to encourage you. Always, I would like to bring you back to the Word of God. In that Romans 12:2, it's very, very clear that as a Christian, I cannot conform to the pattern of the world. I really and truly must be about transforming and renewing my mind. I must be in His Word. It cannot be an option. It is a required course. I have to be able to test and approve what the will of God is. And I have learned that His will is indeed pleasing. God alone knows what is true, and I must recognize truth so that I am not fooled. I remember very early in my Christian walk, I was told by a pastor that when people are trying to recognize counterfeit money, they learn how to do this not by studying counterfeit money, but to actually look at true, real dollar bills and other denominations of money, so that when counterfeit comes across their way, they're able to see that right away. And I found that that was true about growing in the Word and growing to be able to recognize that which would get my thinking off and also would get my eating off. And so I had to learn how to be in the Word of God. I also had to understand that I have an adversary, and that adversary is the evil one. And what the evil one is about doing is to make sin easy to fall into. He makes it very provocative. One of the things that the Bible says about the devil is that he masquerades as an angel of light. And so I need to be very, very clear about what is truth. And so I need to know the Word of God. What the Word of God says about itself is that it is powerful and it's active. I study it, I read it, I apply it, I memorize it. In the Word, as I am in the Word, what is false is readily seen. His Word is complete and it provides all that I need. I have to let go of the fear of being seen by others as a Jesus freak or what other name they might have. I have to let go of the fear that others will turn me away. I know that my Lord accepts me and He has given me a life that is second to none, as I have surrendered my will and my life over to Him. I cannot serve two masters. Either I will hate the one, as the Bible says, and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. And I have come to follow Jesus. He is definitely my Lord and my Savior, and I'm very, very grateful. I'm grateful for the abstinence that He has given to me. I'm grateful for the freedom that He gives me to live my life. And so I want to encourage you as well. Again, if you are struggling with overeating, you might consider how you are spending your time. What are you doing to help change your thinking? Sometime today you might want to go back and read Romans 12, 1 through 8, and underline verses and phrases that speak to your heart. You might try paraphrasing one or more of these verses and praying to the Lord to ask Him how that word can change you. Can you honestly say that you love Jesus? Why or why not can you say that? And in what areas of your life are you still worldly? And have you talked to the Lord about these? If God wrote out a to-do list for you today, what might be some of the items that were on this list? This might actually help you to get going and get your mind thinking in a new direction. What things do you do well? And when did you last use them for the glory of God? And how has compulsive overeating been calling you back lately? I want to end with a prayer. Dear Father, I pray to be obedient. Please give me the willingness and strength to live out your revealed word. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of slavery to sin. I pray to abide in Jesus so that I do not forget how abundantly you have blessed me. Please keep me sensitive to the temptation to backslide. Keep my head turned away from other gods. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.